Dostoevsky.
Yeah, very good morning. Good Shabbos to one and all. This week's parasha's Eikev, turning towards the end of the parasha. We have, of course, the second parasha of Shema that we say every day. V'hoya im shamaya tishmeru el mitzvoisai, Asher anoichi metzave eschem hayoim la'avo es Hashem lekeichem ul'ovdoi b'chol lebavchem u'b'chol nafshechem v'nosati metarartzechem v'ito yore u'malkoish v'osavto d'gonecho v'sirroishcho v'yitzarecho. Gevaldige brachos atzloche for those who are mekabel oil mitzvahs. The Gemara is up in brochis lamet hei omet beis. Toner abon, v'osafto d'gonecho. You shall gather in your tvua. So the Gemara, ma Talmud leima, what's the pasuk telling us? It's a chiddush. Lefi shenema lo yomush seifa teira hazeh mipicho. Because there's a din pasuk. Lo yomush seifa teira hazeh mipicho. Therefore, this pasuk in Yeshua, we have to learn the whole time. Yochel dvarim kichsavon. We have a steer. You have lo yomush teira hazeh mipicho. You have to learn the whole time. And you have vosavto d'gonecho. You work your fields. Steer it. So the first man to Omar, Rabbi Shmuel, Yochel Dvarim Kichsoma, Efshel Yomush Sefer Torah Zemi Pichom, means literally, you have to learn Basmoda the whole time. So, Zot Rabbi Shmuel, Nei, Talmud Leima Vosafto Degonecho, the Apostle's telling us a Gevaldige Chiddush, you have to run a business, look after your property. Hanei Ben Minat Derekar, Zot Rabbi Shdivre Rabbi Shmuel, the Apostle's telling us a Gevaldige Chiddush, that kipshutoi, that the posuk which tells us layomush seifat teirazem ipicho is not literally. Come to gain Reb Shimon ben Yochai. I'm zot Reb Shimon ben Yochai. 1 second, this doesn't add up. Efsha odom chayrish b'shas charisha, he's gonna plow when you have to plow. B'zeria b'shas ria, he's gonna sow when you have to sow. B'kotze b'shas katsira, he's gonna harvest when you have to harvest. B'dosh b'shas disha, b'zeria b'shas ruach, he's gonna wait for the wind blows, he's gonna winnow. Is Torah matei olea, poskezayim mitalen. This is a full-time occupation, running a business, property maintenance, looking after your field. So when are you ever going to learn a Jewish? What's going to happen? You're ditching the posuk altogether. Kipshut Reb Shimon ben Yochai is coming to argue on Rabbi Shmuel. Zot Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Ela only. We have to answer this steer differently. We have a steer at these two psukim, Ataka steer. Lo yomush seifa teira zeh mipicho contradicts the posuk of this posuk of Kriya Shema v'osafto d'gonecho. So what's the answer of Shimon ben Yochai? It depends. They're referring to different types of people, different kufas. Elo, bizman sheyisrael oisin ritzoinei shel mokoyim melachton nasis al yedei achir. When we are zoicha and we are oisin ritzoinei shel mokoyim, then there's no problem. You don't have to work yourself. Of the kailul, shenema v'omdu zorim v'rota nechim. So your work will be done for you. Not a problem. Lo yomu sheva teriazem mipicha. Literally, say amen. בזמן שאין ישראל איזן ושאין איש המוקרים, ואין מנחת הנאסיס על ידי עצמון, שנאמר ועוספת דגונךו. The pasuk is telling you, you're going to have to work yourself, hard work. Do you know why? Because you ain't oisin, it's ain't a shamokin. Beloi oid, elo, shameleches achirim nasis al yodon. Not only do you have to manage your own business, but you've got to manage other people's businesses as well. Whoa, klala, shenema, the pasuk in kisovoi, vobadatoi soi vecho. Is kipshutoi, we have a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Shmuel ben Yochai pshatin al posuk vosavta dugonecho. Rabbi Shmuel says it means literally, you have to be normal, run it, what the world calls normal. But run a day-to-day business. Look, I lo yom musir atir zem yipicho. Nishtavarim kichsovan, kipshutoi. And on that kipshutoi, Shmuel ben Yochai argues, it can't be, it's referring to different tkufas. The Daz Kenim Mibale Atosvis over here on the Pasuk has a bomba kasha on Reb Shimon ben Yochai. What's Reb Shimon ben Yochai saying? Vosafta de Ganecha means Bizman She'ein Yisrael Oisin Ritzoyne Shel Mokoy. Then you have to do your own work. For the Daz Kenim, I don't understand. The Pasuk begins, V'hoyoyim shomoya tishmu el mitzvah yisai asher anoichim mitzav eschem ayoyim la'avo yis Hashem elikeichem ul'avdoi b'chol levav. We're talking about something, shomoya tishmu el mitzvah yisai. How can Reb Shimon ben Yochai say that the Pasuk was after the Ganecho means bizman she'in Yisrael oisim ritzoyne shom okoyim the tzorich iyun. Zok the Daz Akenim Mibale Atosvis. This is a bomba kasha or lichom zok nishkan teretz. And we'd like to suggest two different mahalchim to explain how Parashim fa'enfa this tzorich iyun of the Daz Akenim Mibale Atosvis. The first pshat is based on the Heligam Marshal. Zok the Marshal. The Gemara says just before this, Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk zot velokachti degoni beito. The pasuk zot in Hosheash that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I am taking my dogon. And then we have vasafta degonecho that is called your dogon. So we have another stira asks Reb Chanina bar Papa. That from one part, the pasuk in Hosea zok lo kachti degoni, the Rebbeinu says it's my dogon, my produce, and vaosafto degonecho, it says, the Torah says it's called yours. Another stira. And if it b'chanina b'apop, it depends. Bizman she Yisrael oisin retzoino yishal mokoim, then it's called degonecho, then it's yours. Then it's called the Goniz of the Rechlerim, then it's called mine. One second, Fred Tosfos was over here. We got still these two Gemaras contradict each other, in Nebe, one line apart. The Gemara says, Vosafta de Gonechel, Shim Ben Yechoi, Ibizman, She'ein Oisin Ritzoyne Shemokim. And the line before he says, we're talking about Bizman She'ein Ritzoyne Shemokim, so it's called yours. So we have seemingly, as a Fred Tosfos, a Bibim Toima. Frank Tosfos, this kasha. Tosfos answers, V'yesh leima. The Mairi we are speaking, V'adai she oisim retzoyne. Avon ein oisim retzoyne kol kach, de ein om tzadikim gemur. So Tosfos explains these two gemaras, that oisim, avad oisim retzoyne shal mokoyim, because it's called vasavta de gonecho. Ba ein oisim retzoyne kol kach. What does Tosfos mean? What does this mean? Zot the Heligam Marshal, this is the first Teretz of Tosfos. Zot the Heligam Marshal is a phenomenal diuk, which is so glaring, everybody knows this diuk. In the first parish of Shema, we say, L'avos Hashem ul'avdoi, u'chol lebovcho, u'chol nafshecho, u'chol vaydecho. Voshteit in the second parish, u'la'avdoi, b'chol lebavchem, u'chol nafshechem. One second. What's in the Gent? Where's that gone? What's happened? Zot the Marsha, the second parasha, Sishtein Nish B'chol Ma'iteichem. We're talking about Yin who are prepared to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, B'chol Halev, U'B'chol HaNefesh. But when it comes to the money, one second, we're not yet ready to give up money. Yesh lecha adam, zot emorin in brachas later on samach aleph on the base, shema moinoi chaviv alav yoisem migufoi. Zot the marashol, that's what tesvus means. The second parasha, enoch enameit shomoya tishmu al mitzvah yisai. But, in nishpin gensin, he's missing out b'chol maideichem. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, there are three categories of people. The first category, who is Oisin Ratzoinai Shamokai, we're referring to him in the first parish of Shema. He's Oyivid Hashem b'chol leiv, u'b'chol nefesh, u'b'chol momoi. B'hoyoim Shamoi Atishmu is talking about somebody who serves the Ribbon Shalom to a degree. We call him an Ein Oisin Ratzoinai Shamokai. Relative, because he's good, but he's not there. He's Ein Oisin Ratzoinai Shamokai Kol Kach, because he's not prepared to be matrid his momoin. The third category is even worse. That's the klolis in Parashas Kisavoli when you have to end up doing other people's. So according to the Marashah, the three levels are as follows. The highest level is somebody who he serves Hashem b'chol leiv, b'chol nefesh, b'chol momoin, and that's what you have to do to have your business run by somebody else, and then you can sit and learn. The second category is those who serve Hashem b'chol leiv, b'chol nefesh, but when it comes to the momoin, there's too big a nisoin, they have to run their own business. The third category is nebuchadnezzar, who have to manage other people's businesses. That's the klal of Parashas Kisavoi, because they are not even up to b'chol leiv u'b'chol nefesh. Won't be long, we're going to stand Yom Noroim u'nesan etoikev, and we say, b'nafsho yovi lachmoi, we put ourselves in sakonas nefoshes for our panosa. If we severely compromise our quality of life in Eichus and in Kamus, the heter of Tzorech Parnosa, our Olam Hazeh and our Olam Habo, we put at risk over here. A bit earlier on in this week's parasha, we had Perek Ches, Posuk Yud Aleph. We had the Dres of Nisayim. His shomelecho is a loisase. Pen tishkach es Hashem elikecho. Pen toichal v'savoto. Uvotim toivim tivne v'yoshavto. Uvkorcha v'tzoycha yur v'yun. V'ches v'zov yur beloch. V'choy l'ashe lecho yur v'... It's called the grace of Nisayin. Come, the money. And this, there's a hishomelecho, which is a loisase. Nassim Goldman, in his Sefer Hashiva of Eitz Chaim in London, has an interesting deal. In last week's parasha, we had a very, very similar warning. In Perek Vov, Pasuk Yud, towards the end of Eitz Chanan, we had V'hoyeki Yaveach Hashem Lekecho, Uvotim Toivim Melem Kol Tuv Hashelo Mileisa, Uvarez Chatzum Shele Chatzavto, Kromim V'zeisa Mashelo Inatot, V'chalto V'savoto, Hishom Melecho Pentishkach Es Hashem. We have a very similar warning about financial success breeding to a Nisoyen in Avodas Hashem. Zoktim Nosim Odman, there's a tremendous diuk between them. Over here in Parashas Ekev, the Pasuk continues. Over here we have Vomar Tabu Vavecha, Keichi Vaitzim Yodi, Osali Esachayel Hazeh. That continuation we didn't have in Voischanan. Why over here in Ekev do we have this extra warning of Vomar Tabu Vavecha, Keichi Vaitzim Yodi, Osali Esachayel Hazeh? Zoktim Nosson Hordman, let's look at the Pasukim carefully. The Pasukim Voischanan is talking about V'hoya ki yeviyachu Hashem elekecha lo'aretz. We'll come to Eretz Yisrael. And we'll find Orim Gedoilim Gedoilitz V'toyvois Asheloi Boniso. Established cities we didn't build. Ubotim Melein Kol Tuv Asheloi Mileiso. Houses filled we didn't fill them. Boyer is dug we didn't dig them. Kromim V'zeisim Asheloi Natoto. V'ochalto V'savoto. No, you'll get carried away. In this week's parasha is slightly differently. Penbotim toivim tivneh v'yoshovto. We're talking about somebody who built his own business. Uvkarcha v'tzoyncha v'kesev yir beloch v'choyil asher l'cho yir beh. Zotim Nosson Odman. Over there, in parashas Vayischanan, the Torah is referring to the people born with a golden spoon in their mouths. The old money, or they won a lottery. They didn't work for that money. There's an historian. You have your money, you might get carried away with your money, and that will deter your Avodas Hashem. Over here, in parashas Ekev, we're talking about a different category of people. Over here, we're talking about those they've studied, they've qualified, they've worked long and hard, and they've attained some fascinating financial success. And here comes the Nisoyim in Koichi Ve'oitzem Yodi Osali Yisachai Lazeh. So the Pasuk in Vayischanan and the Pasuk in Ekev is referring to a slightly different category of person. And the Nisoyim which comes with it is slightly varied and personalized as well. The common denominator is that the financial success will deter a person from Avodas Hashem. Over here the Pasuk tells us, V'rom lebavecho v'shochachto is Hashem elekecho. V'rom lebavecho v'tishkach. That the Rashi, this is, the Gemara says in Soita Daf Hei, that this is an azhara legasei aruach. There's a loisa say to be a balgaiva. Rashi and the Meiri Lan over there, this is a warning because the gaiva leads to shikcha saboy. A person gets carried away with financial success, breeds a level of self-importance, which comes at his expense of anova to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The smack is chilek on Rashi. And the smack classifies gaiva as a loisa se bifnei atzmo, not because it leads to forgetting tishkach es Hashem. The smack holds v'rom levavecha is a hishom elecho, is a loisa se of its own. Rebbe Chanan Wasserman zechet tzadik kodesh libracha has a tremendous diuk observing international people. Generally, people like to take all the credit for anything that even smacks of a success. And anything that smells of failure, they play the blame game. Anything that they can take even minimal credit for, they take for themselves. And anything which doesn't go perfect, they're playing the blame game already. So Rebbe Elchanan, in Torah Kedusha, we find faket. Something wasn't going right for the Shiftei Kol. What was their reaction? Avol Hashem mimanachnu. They didn't lay on thick about this wicked, cruel man in Egypt. It was Avol Hashem mimanachnu. Umazois also lekim lalu. So Rebbe Elchanan, with phenomenal insight, al pi Torah Kedusha, it has to be not stam faket, or a pum faket. Anything which smacks of Hatzlocha, we turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam, it was all you. It was always, it was Matnas Elikim. Anything which smells of failure or disaster, we have to look inwards and take the blame for. There was something wrong with my Avodas Hashem. This, in short, is the Mahalach, coming back to our original Kasha of the Hilige Marshav. The Osafto de Ganecho means that the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel says, this is talking about Ein Oisin Ritzoin Hashem, okay? And the question of the Das Akenim was, the Pasuk begins, Vayim Shemaya Tishru. The answer in short is, Al Pi the Marashah, because it's not saying over here, V'chol Mo'edeichem, this is not perfect Avodas Hashem. This is Oisin Ritzoin Hashem, okay? But in this context, he's classified as an Ein Oisim Ritzoin Hashem Mokim Kol Kach Keloshen HaTosfos. I'd like to share a second Mahalach based on the Sefer Koheles Yitzchok, which I have from my father Zechariah Livracha. It was a Sefer Chobib Loi Ma'oid. He would quote it often, he would quote from it at Simchas, etc. And the Keheles Yitzchok has over here a very beautiful pshat, slightly different to the Marashol. He begins by quoting a Taz in Simon Kuf Chof Hei. The Taz, Simon Kuf Chof Hei, Sikotim Beisim Shulchan Aruch, quotes a tour b'shem Sefer Echolos. Just in short, Ma im toimru v'tagidu lebonai zom da'ili g'shchina ha'deisha. Tell this, Klal Yisrael, Ma sh'ani oise b'shor shem ha'deishim v'imrim kodesh kodesh kodesh. What does the Ribbono Shel Olam do k'b'yochel when Klal Yisrael says Kedusha? V'limdu oisom zom da'shchina ha'deisha. Tell, teach Klal Yisrael. Sheyiyu einem nesuois lamorim. Their eyes should be aiming upwards. Ki ein li hanor bo'olam ko'isoy shor shenem nesuois be'einai ve'einai be'einem. K'vayochel, there's no hanor like the vibration greater than when our eyes meet k'vayochel the eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Beis Yosef quotes the Shibboleth HaLeket who finishes off, ba'oisoy shor ani oiches b'chisei kvoidi, etc. Umazgir galusom umamahir geulosom. Wow, wow. What a treasure hidden over here. But oisoy shor, at the Ribbono Shel Olam is mazgir galusom umamahir geulosom. I think we all want to understand what's going on, that we can try and trigger this mazgir galusom umamahir geulosom. Tot the Keles Yitzchok, I'll be Moshe. Of a son who was visited by his father who came from the distance, and the son made a suda lichvoid his father who came. He served very, very good foods, and the father was getting thirsty. So the father said to his son, please can I trouble one of your servants to bring me a glass of water? The son jumped and he called a servant, and he said, run down to the wine cellar. There's an old top quality bottle of wine at the back on the right hand side. Please go and fetch it. And the other participants in the party were amazed. Your father asked for a glass of water. Why are you sending your servant off for the best quality wine? And the son answered, you were sitting at the table. You only heard my father's words. I was watching my father's face. I was looking in his eyes, and I saw that even though he only expressed request for a glass of water, he really fancied some good wine. Zot the Keheles Yitzchok, a different pshat to the Marashol. Reb Shimon ben Yochai agrees that the Ribbono Shel Olam is not demanding from every Yid to give up his business and go and sit and learn. As Rabbi Elchanan writes in Kovetz Ha'aretz, Ad Sheyovo, the end of Kovetz Ha'aretz in a Tshuva, Siman Yud Aleph, Sikot and Gimel, Ad Sheyovo in Mashiach Tzidkenu, it's not possible that the existence of Klal Yisrael will be at all Yisochos without Zvulans as well. So what does Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai mean? Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is expressing, you shall do your work in the field, you'll run a business. There's going to be no Talmid Chacham. Who's going to know what to do? Who's going to guide you? Who's going to learn? What's going to be? So we've got a problem. Zogtim Shimon ben Yochai, Baal Korchach, the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us the Osafto de Ganecha. Commands, he's telling us, be what the world calls normal. But the Rotzoin HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is that we should sit and learn. And this is what Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is saying. The Pasuk is telling us, Im Shomoya Tishmu El Mitzvoisai, meaning, all my commandments, asher anoichim etzave eschem ayoim, la'avois Hashem l'kechem, ulo'ovtoim, what is the, which group of people are we referring to? They are doing everything, all the commandments. They are keeping every seif in Shulchan Aruch that they have to keep. But they are still ein oisin retzoinai shamokim. It's not what the Rebbe said. Be run a business. Oh, but was that the deep kibayochel rotzoin of the Rebbe Yishleim? What's kibayochel in the eyes of the Rebbe Yishleim? Really, the ayid should be poirik me'al tzavoroi, and therefore Shem Ben Yochai is saying, if you have a group of people who are poirik me'oil tzavorom oila parnosa, they are oisin retzoin oishel mokoim. They have melachta nasis ayyidei achim. V'oyim shamoya v'osavto deganecho is talking about those who are einoisin retzoinai shalmokim. They're doing what Hashem says, but einoisin retzoinai shalmokim. They, okay, much containers, of it's v'osavto deganecho, you got to run your own business. The third category is like the mashal, those who are not even up to that stage. They don't even do what you have to do. Hey, they've even got to manage other people's businesses. That's the klal of Parshas Kisavon. And this is the secret that the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us b'shas kedusha, b'shas kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. Einem nesuos to catch the eyes k'v'yochel of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Means looking, we want to know not just what the Rebbe tells us to do, we actually looking to be oisin retzoin oishel mokoyim. Is well known the taitch of Rebbe Elchanan when Bilam says, Lo yuchal la'avor es pi Hashem elokei la'asis ketano gedoilo. Wow, and he wasn't called a liar for saying that. Well, the Rebbe said, don't go, so you don't go. The Rebbe Shem says you can go, so I go. That's what Rebbe Shem says. Does the Rebbe Shem want you to go? With Bilam doesn't care what the Rebbe Shem wants. Bilam says, Luch alavar is pi Hashem elikoi. And that's called an ein oisin retzoin oishem okoi. It's well known that this is a tremendous, tremendous madrigan. This is not a poshta madrigan, this. What we're splitting up now. The highest level now is those who are oisin retzoin oishem okoim. But gebaldig echidish, I must quickly share with you. We say another mitzvah in this week's parasha. V'achalto v'savato uveirachto es Hashem aleikecho. Now, famous is the Gemara in Pesachim, Chof Beis Amud Beis. Shimon o am suni v'amri lo nechemyo am suni hoya doirish kol esim shebetoire. Ad she'egiya le'es Hashem le'kecho tiro, a pasuk later in this week's parasha. What did Shimon o am suni darshan from v'achalto v'savato uveirachto es Hashem elekecho? Who else? And he didn't stop. He stopped in Perek Yud. We're in Perek Ches over here. What did Shimon o am suni darshan from uveh? Who else are you going to thank except the Rebbe Shem when you're finished eating? So go achidish. Rabbi Yosef Engel in Gilein Hashas as Bemis as they state already in Rekech and Abu Dram. They say it refers to the balabais. This is Birchas balabais. I know the food came from the Rebbe Shem, but you also have to give thanks to your host who invited you in. Achidish. Beis Yisrael, Ger Rebbezo, Tavi, the Gemara in Brachas, Tav Yud Zayin on the base, where the Gemara says, Rav Yudom HaRav says, B'chol Yoyim V'yoyim Baskol Yitzis Ma'achariva Ma'achrezis Ba'imeres, Kol Ha'ul Oilom Kulay Nizoyim B'shvil Chanina B'ni V'chanina B'ni Dailoi B'kav Charuvin Me'erev Shabbos La'erev Shabbos. Which means that the Shefar Parnosa which comes down to the world is coming B'zchus Reb Chanina. It doesn't go to Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina opens up the Shefa and it comes down on the basis roll. Do you know what Shimon Ham Suni darshaned from V'chalto V'savoto V'irachto Es Hashem Elekecho? The Pasuk's talking to the Ein Oisin Rishayin Shalmokim. And they are V'osavto D'konecho and they're being matzliach in business. They're working hard, Nebuch, and they're being successful. But they're Ein Oisin Rishayin Shalmokim. Because they ain't oisin retzoin oishel mokim. I'm glad that they're keeping every seifin Shulchan Aruch. Of a retzoin oishel mokim, we can't call them. These people turn at the end of a meal, and do you know who they thank? The Ribbono Shel Olam. And you know, Shimon HaMsuni is Marbe from the S. They thank the Oisin Ritzoyin Shalmokim. They thank the Talmidei Chachomim who are Poyrik by Oil Savarim, the Oil HaParnosa, because it's Bishvil Chaneri, they're the ones who bring down the Shefa. It's not your work. Well, it's not the Koich Beitzim Yodi, it's Chas V'Shal, Chas Abbi Koichs. So he's made it, it's not his work. So in what schus is his business being successful? He turns a bochalto, the savato, the rachto es Hashem elikecho. Very, very short, because time is moving on. This is the Keheles Yitzchok's pshat over here in the Pasuk. Whether those who are, or wherever they are, b'chol mokim shehem, on vacation, whether those who are staycation, or wherever everybody is, we all know that it's official. The court case date has been set for 6 weeks' time. Yeah. It's official, it's set in stone, it's not moving. We're gonna be there, and we have to, we want to be looking to trigger this. We want to be looking to trigger this mamaher ge'ulosom, was the Shechina Kedoshah's own. How are we going to trigger this? What are we going to do to trigger this? We have the power over here to do it. We have the power over here to focus on working out which category are we in and try and move a bit further up. Try and look a bit more and further. But are we really satisfied to be classified as Ein Oisim Ratzoyin Shalmokim? Is that where we really, how we want to present ourselves in 6 weeks' time? I don't think we do. So what are we going to be trying to do about it? We're going to be trying to look for areas where we can try and identify not what Pi Hashem Elokei is, but a bit deeper. What is Rotzoin Hashem Elokei, and with that, Vedus Hashem, to be Me'ira, the Mamari Golusom, like the Shechina Akdeisha, is Matiach in Simen Kubchofei.
Amen. Thank you.